Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So we were going through the different lotteries that they would do, so in order to determine who does different things. So the first lottery was to determine who does the Trumas Hadesh, and the second lottery determined who does 13 different Avodos. And now Hapayis HaShlishi, the third lottery, was Chadashim L'Ketores Bo'u Ve'Fisu. Whoever had never had the opportunity to burn the Ketores before would come in participate in this lottery, because everyone wanted to have an opportunity to do the Ketores, so you didn't get to repeat doing the Ketores, because it had a great segula for Ashirus. This is the basis for the idea, or one of the bases for the idea, that that you don't have the same sandik in a family twice, because sandikotus is a segula for Ashirus, and whenever you have something that's segula for Ashirus, we try to spread the wealth, so we don't want the same people doing it over and over again. Varvi'i, and then the fourth pious was Chadashim Im Yishanim. Everyone was eligible to join that one, even people who had previously been involved in the lottery and had previously done these avodos. It determined who got to bring the limbs from the ramp up to the top of the Mizbeach, meaning the second pious determined who got to bring the limbs to the ramp. Now we get to determine who gets to bring the limbs from the ramp up to the top of the Mizbeach. Now Mishnah Hay discusses the number of Kohanim that would bring the Karban Tamid and the other Karbanos, depending on on number of factors. So Tamid Karv Betisha, the Karban Tamid had 9 Kohanim involved, or sometimes Ba'asara, sometimes had 10 Kohanim involved, Ba'acharasar, sometimes there were 11 Kohanim involved, Bishneimasar, sometimes there were 12 Kohanim involved, it was never less than 9 and never more than 12 Kohanim. And now the Mishnah is going to explain why there would be a variant number of Kohanim involved in the Karban Tamid, what that depended on. So Ketzad, Atzmo Betisha, to actually just bring the Karban Tamid, you needed 9 Kohanim, because 6 Kohanim had to bring the different parts of the animal, one of them had to bring the Chavitin, one of them had to bring the Mincha, and one of them had to bring the Yayin. So that's like the bare bones essential, what you need. Bechag, but then when it came to we do nisach hamayim at sukkis. So one of them had to bring a cup of water, a flask of water. So arekanasara. That's why you would have 10. Ben arbayim v'achalasar. When it came to the karmen tamid shel ben arbayim, the second karmen tamid each day, there needed to be 11 kohanim, because huatzma betisha. It's the same 9 for any karmen tamid, but a shnayim biyadam shnei gzireitz. But you also needed to bring 2 blocks of wood, which were each carried by a kohen. In order to put it on the pile of the firewood to prepare for the Karban Tamid Shalbein Ha'arbayim. Ube Shabbos Ba'achadasar, and on Shabbos they needed 11 people, 11 Kohanim, because Hu Atzmo Batisha, the Karban Tamid itself, required 9. Ushayim Yadam Shei Bezicha Levona, and 2 people carried the 2 Bezicha Levona, ladles full of Levona spice, Shalechem Apanim, that went along with the Lechem Apanim. Ube Shabbos Shabtoch HaChag Bi'arechat Soch Shamayim, and Shabbos that was on Sukkot, when Sukkot and Shabbos coincided with each other, so then it needed to be 12 people, because you had the regular 9, you had the 2 people that had the Bezicha Levona that went together with the Lechem Apanim, and you also needed someone to carry the water for the Nisach HaMayim Shel Chag. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Dalid, we learned that the third lottery determined the Ketores, who got to be makto the Ketores, and only people who never did it before were eligible to join that lottery. The fourth lottery, even people who had previously done it were eligible to join, but it determined who brought the various limbs up to the top of the Mizbeach. And then Mishnah Hay, we said that the number of Kohanim involved in the Karban Tamid was anywhere between 9 and 12, never less than 9, never more than 12. It was always a minimum of 9, because you needed 6 kohanim for different parts of the karban, and you needed someone else carrying up the chavitin, and someone else carrying the mincha, and someone else carrying the yayin. But when it came to Sukkot time, they would also need a 10th kohen to carry the water. When it came to Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, they needed 2 kohanim to each carry the gezirei etzim. When it came to Shabbos, they needed 2 extra kohanim carrying the bezichei levona of the lechem apanim. And when it came to Shabbos within the chag, they needed another kohen to carry the socha shel mayim, plus the 2 carrying the Bezicha Levona, and that's how they got to a maximum of 12. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav.